Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vinson. That's Paul Schultz, and nothing you're about to hear is true. All right. I'm a big believer in clearing, you know, like clearing the air. Because, you know, if you carry something that has you particularly emotional or upset, if you don't get it cleared, you just can't move on. So you've got to get it, like, out of the way, right?
That's what I pay my therapist to tell me.
So first and foremost, and most importantly, Do It Indie Radio Hour is back.
That's right.
And I couldn't be happier. I know you couldn't be happier. The dynamic duo of MP and Tolan, they just, all is right with the world when they're sitting in the same studio in Grove House recording their show, right?
Right.
That having been said, turns out Tolan was able to take a little break from selling Tupperware and then come into the, go to Grove House and record a show, which aired, that was Monday night, and it aired on Tuesday. I got to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to it until the end. So he may have tried to sell Tupperware over the air before they got done. I don't know, but I did not listen to it till the end. One of the things they said they're retooling, putting a fresh coat of paint. They had like a dozen or maybe even a half a dozen metaphors for basically they're doing what we've done. They continue to do, like, to just do everything that we decide to do, right?
Oh.
Like, we decided to sort of change things up a little bit, sort of add some structure. And then I'm listening to their show, and they're going, yeah, we decided, you know, fresh coat of paint and add, you know, just kind of tighten it up a little bit because we were getting kind of sloppy. I'm like, did you just, like, rip that right out of our show, or did you, is it a coincidence? I don't know. So anyway,
great minds think alike.
Yeah, right.
You know, we could use this to our advantage. Or at the very least have some fun with it.
How so?
Well, it reminds me of, like, the Dave Allen joke where, like, the guy goes to Catholic church with his buddy and he has no idea what to do. And his buddy's like, I'm just going to follow your lead. So he goes in there, and whenever his buddy would, like, you know, do the symbol or whatever, his buddy would go right ahead and do it. And then suddenly the guy realizes his fly's undone. So he's zipping it up. So his buddy's zipping it up, you know, we could, you know, the sky's the limit about what we could get them to do.
It's true. It's true.
That's the case.
In fact, I like that idea. Maybe I'll listen to their whole show and see if they're doing headlines and Facebook questions of the week.
They're doing, you know, irrationally interpreted headlines.
You know what they are doing? They're doing a,
what are they doing?
They're doing a five songs of the week, five new songs of the week. Because they, you know, they agreed that they need to do more. Like, to bring back a little bit of the, it's sort of like headlines, you know, I think.
but are you doing their theme song for that yet?
Here's the other thing they're doing. You know what the other thing they're doing is?
What are they doing?
They're changing their intro song. You know, this band called Del Zell did their intro song for them. Or at least part of one of Del Zell's songs. Was their intro song, which was a pretty cool song, right?
Mm-hmm.
I liked their.
Yeah, I always liked it. Yeah.
You know what else I liked about their intro before?
Now what?
It included me.
it was my favorite part as well.
So they did away with the Del Zell song. They said it's part of the fresh start. It's part of the renewed. Do It Indie Radio Hour, right? And they said, doing away with the Del Zell song, they said, was sort of like you know, letting your children go before you're ready, because they still love that song, and that it was like woven into the fabric. Man, these guys are big on metaphors. So it was woven into the fabric of the Do It Indie Radio Hour milieu, you know, and they'll miss it. And they just want to thank Delzell, and they named each member of the band, mm-hmm. and they just wanted to thank them from the bottom of their hearts and let them know that they'll be missed. You know who they didn't thank?
You're killing me. No, who didn't they thank?
Well, apparently they got the superintendent, the janitor from One Day at a Time, Schneider, to do their intro for them. So I've been replaced. I was never notified, first of all.
Well, that's how it goes in show business, man.
I had to find out along with everybody else, right? And there was no mention. Like, no, like, oh, and, you know, we want to thank Steve from the Don't Panic radio show. How many times have we mentioned Do It Indie Radio Hour on this show?
You mean this episode or in general?
Almost every episode. We talk
almost
about
every episode.
DoItIndieRadioHour.com. Go over there. Check those guys out. They're friends of the show. We like them. Do you think, would it kill them to mention how they're going to miss me in my intro? And check out DontPanicRadioShow.com, because those are cool guys with their 5,000 likes on their Facebook page, which, by the way, MP Cavalier was careful to point out during this episode. He said,
"Oh man,"
he said, "We're gonna have a band from Louisville, Kentucky, and my son told me about them, and I had never heard of them before. So I went on Facebook and saw that they had 4,000 likes. And the Do It Indie Radio Hour has 5,000 likes. And I thought, well, I should have heard about this band before." It's like, go on with your bad self. We're sitting here with our 185 likes.
Hey, man, it's quality over quantity.
That's
on
right.
The Don't Panic radio show.
Yeah, we could get 5,000 just anybody likes if we wanted to, right?
We could make bogus Facebook accounts and like ourselves. Well, I'm just, you know, I swear to God, though, next week if I tune in and I hear your voice and you're like, welcome to Do It Indie Radio Hour. Let MP and Tolan talk you down from mass-produced music. I'll be like flipping tables. That
you'll be like Jesus in the temple.
That's right.
You'll be like 130,000 year old mastodon, upending history, only
That's
with
right.
tables. I do want to say this. MP, if you're listening, and I know you listen, because every once in a while you'll send us a message. Not that you'll mention us on your show, but you will send us a message. So if you are listening, I want you to know this is all in good fun. Because I know once in a while I'll make a joke or I'll say something sarcastically and you'll take it a little seriously. I just want you to know I'm fine with you not thanking me. I'm fine with you not mentioning our show, because, I mean, if you're not truly grateful, then I don't want you thanking me. Seriously. He thanked me, like, every time I would record one of those intros and send it to him.
Yeah.
He thanked me profusely, and I was always like, it felt weird being thanked, because for me, I was, like, tickled that that somebody of his caliber and a show of that caliber with their 5,000 likes would want me to do their intro. And I, you know, I didn't need a thank you, but I appreciated it. You know, you don't really miss something until you don't get it. You know what I mean?
That's,
like, I didn't think I needed the thank you. I didn't, but
I'm not even going to touch that one. Wait till post when I cut out all the all the explanation, and he listens to it, and it's like
he'll be pissed off at me. We're creating controversy. That's what we're doing.
Change the channel, Marge.
Hey. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And a happy Cinco de Mayo to you, my friend. You got your tree up?
No, but I went to the parade and saw the fireworks. I forgot to post my typical support the troops post. Let me do that now.
I almost put that on your post this morning. Actually, I wrote a whole big thing, but I took it off because I wasn't sure if, like, people would get the joke. I mean, I know you'd get the joke, but I wasn't sure who'd get the joke. Because when you made the post this morning about Cinco de Mayo, and your brother-in-law made his comment about St. Patrick's Day, I said something like, you know, why won't they let us... Why won't they let us Germans have a holiday over here?
That was hilarious.
Oh, so you saw it before I took it down?
Oh, you took it down?
Yeah, I took it down about 10 minutes. Cause I didn't know who would like be offended by it.
I thought it was funny. Hang on, I'm still typing. All right, here's what it says. On this holiday, as on all holidays, let's not forget who provided us with the freedom to celebrate a Mexican holiday. Hashtag support... the troops. You know what's funny?
What's funny?
I've been doing these since... Well, it was last Independence Day where... Or was it Independence Day? Or I forget what day it was, but people are like, support the troops. You know, don't forget, it's a patriotic military holiday, right? And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't... think Independence Day, yeah, we had to fight a war to make it mean something, but Independence Day itself is not solely a military holiday. And then, so I started like every, like April Fool's Day I posted, like support the troops. To explain, there's a really funny video, at least I think it's funny, of some Mexicans dressed up for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And the title of the video is, if Mexicans celebrated the 4th of July like we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. One dude's dressed up like with a powdered wig, like Thomas Jefferson or something. The other dude's like all red, white, and blue, Uncle Sam hat. And then one dude's like a cowboy. And they're just getting drunk, drinking Natty Light. So I posted that, and I said, please be sensitive today, Cinco de Mayo. If you can't be sensitive, do this. And my brother-in-law, hilarious, he's like, yeah, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's saying we're all Irish. He's like, I can't even go out on that day because I'm so offended. Of course, the entire thing was sarcasm.
Yeah, I read that as such.
Yeah. I love your German post, though. That I thought that was funny.
I just wasn't sure who would get the joke.
I'm thinking about it. Hang on, let me think about it. Does it cross the line? No. I mean, you did not joke about Nazis. You didn't joke about the horrible things the Nazis did. I mean, it was implied, right?
Yes, yes.
But
that's what happens when I don't have my coffee in the morning.
So happy Cinco de Mayo. Now, I was thinking about this. The God's honest truth is I think I know what Cinco de Mayo is, but I'm not 100% sure. I think I looked it up on Wikipedia one time.
Well, as long as it's not Snopes, because their liberal leanings will skew the truth. So don't do that.
Yeah, right. It's like, if Snopes said sky is blue, the argument against it would be, oh, but they're liberal. Yeah. I think it was a Mexican standoff with the French. Now, I don't know what they called it. Probably just a standoff.
And you know what the French call it?
What?
Ha, 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 ha.
You know, I've always thought it was a battle that the Mexicans won. But now I'm questioning it because of the parody video I saw where they were saying the 4th of July was a battle.
Yeah.
And the Americans going, no, it wasn't. Dude, it wasn't a battle.
No, I think it was. I think it was the when they declared their independence. I don't think it was when they like won their independence, or maybe I'm confusing that with the 4th of July.
No, that is the 4th of July for
okay.
sure.
Okay, all right,
for sure.
All right, all right. This is why I don't celebrate anyway, Cinco de Mayo.
Right. So I thought, oh well, we'll pull up a Cinco de Mayo headline. I was looking up headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Google News. And I typed in Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. and here's what you get when you do that.
All right.
Where to drink and eat the Cinco de Mayo?
Ah, commercialism. That's from
the San Antonio Current. From NJ.com, which is the New Jersey paper. Cinco de Mayo 2017. 25 perfect New Jersey spots for a fiesta this weekend.
Mm.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. 5 facts about Cinco de Mayo. You should know, but probably don't. So I started getting encouraged. I was like, oh, okay, here we go, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next one after that from the Dallas News. 5 things you should know to toast Cinco de Mayo, but probably don't. Back to the drinking. WSPA.com says Cinco de Mayo at Gringo's, which I think is a bar. Now I'm just going to read them. I'm going to stop saying where they're from. It's almost Cinco de Mayo. Do you know where you're drinking this margarita? Cinco de Mayo, must-have margaritas in Palm Beach County. San Antonio restaurant offering $100 margarita for Cinco de Mayo. 6 parties around New Orleans for Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo celebration. Where to eat in Oshkosh on Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo brunch. Look, man, I'm not...
When I think of a Mexican holiday... I think of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think of Wisconsin, and I think of brunch. Because you know how the Mexicans love their brunch. So here's my point in reading all those. You know me, and listeners know me. I'm not a sensitivity Nazi. I mentioned Nazis. Uh-huh. Twice in one show. I... generally feel like things are overblown when people get offended. I'm like, oh, come on, you know, relax.
Yeah.
But as I read through that, I just, Cinco de Mayo is a made up holiday. And I have no idea what they do in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo. Do they even go, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo? I don't know. We should have some, I think you and I, and this show in general has made a lot of progress when it comes to your blacks, right? I think we're much less racist against our African brothers than we were when we first started the show. I think we're failing miserably with the Mexicans. Because I feel like I don't know anything about Mexico.
I think you're onto something there. I mean, you know, maybe we should...
educate ourselves and others on Mexican holidays. Like
ourselves first and then...
Yeah, there's like this Guatemalan holiday I know nothing about. And I'm like, well, I should know more about Mexican stuff, you know?
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, you know what? This cleaning up the show thing, it's actually working already.
I don't know. I'm still struggling with it. Maybe we should explain to people what we're doing, because first-time listeners might not know from 2 weeks ago what we're doing.
All right. For first-time listeners, long-time callers, we've decided as a show, the show has decided to attempt to be more PG-13 and less NC-17. More, we're going to be more Family Guy and less South Park. No, that's not a good one.
No, that's pretty good.
You know what's wrong with that one? That's like that time you and I went deer hunting together. Smash cut to Paul and Steve deer hunting together. That's like that time we went deer hunting with Danny Trejo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
I see the sparkling little diamond on your hand. It's plain to see that
that you already got a man. And I can tell you're not about to fall for any of my life. I see the want to in your eyes. Deep in your smile, there's a quiet, soft desire. Like the ember of a once raging fire. You know I could light that fire again. You know it isn't wise. I see the want to in your eyes. Just like you have silent schemes. How many men like me do they sleep with in their dreams? You can stay or you can go, and although I sympathize, I see the I see the want to in your eyes.
You know, I'm struggling with this whole PG-13 thing. I mean, it's just, I just don't want you to think you have to censor yourself too much. Because, I mean, I'm kind of struggling with it a little bit. In all honesty, yeah. It's like, but I'm trying not to do it. And what's funny is, since we started talking about this, I've been listening, the one podcast that I do listen to regularly, one of the three says all the time. And now I'm seeing it, and I'm like, God, is that all you can say? I mean, he's funny as hell, but he needs to, like, stop saying it so much, you know. I get where you're coming from, where it's like, it's the easy go-to thing, you know, and it makes it kind of keeps things moving along for us. But we don't, you know, we really have, I've listened to some earlier episodes, and we really, really have toned down a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not so much the language, because a lot of the language can be circumvented. It can be bleeped out or messed around with or whatever. It's what we talk about and our jokes that get kind of like raw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even you said it. You're like, I don't even know what it is I'm doing until I'm done with it, you know? And it makes total sense that that's what you were doing when you listen to some of the older shows.
Yeah.
But we've kind of, the show has basically like moved itself into like this, it's become this thing that it didn't used to be. It's taken us 2.5 years to get where we wanted to be in the beginning, honestly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I think we had to do was get a lot of the potty humor out of our system first. It's like, you know, when you get a camera, the first thing you do is take a picture of your head. You know, and once that's done, you can kind of like take pictures of your kids and stuff, and you know.
Like, no, that's never been the first thing I've done. Although, the first time I got my hands on a digital camera, I did.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I meant. A digital kid. I don't even say digital anymore because we live in the digital age.
The only thing I wanted to say is I hear you, and mm-hmm. I think me saying PG-13 and all that stuff, I think it's more I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm reminding myself because I agree with you that we have gotten away. We have managed to shift ourselves away from, you right. know, the good jokes. So much. Although I got to tell you, hiring the dudes to go into Afghanistan and kill people, and their proof was, you know, you had to bring back the dick.
The bag of skin.
The bag of skin.
Yes.
I don't know what's so funny about the phrase bag of heads. Oh, my God. But anyway, that was funny. That was well placed. well done. I think it's more a reminder to myself that it's like, hey, you know what? I don't mind if my mom hears me say fuck off and shit. And all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know she hates it, but she has been warned.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is I would not want her to hear me like degrading women,
right.
you know, even jokingly or whatever, or you know, always talking about masturbation or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not doing the show for my mom, and my mom will probably never listen. But my thought process is if I advertise it on my feed.
Yes.
On Facebook,
yes.
Then I would like for what people hear to be something that they're not going to run to my mom and go, "Do you have any idea?
Do you know where he heard that word? Probably from his father."
What a top!
Superfan James messaged me the other day after listening to the show.
Yeah,
he goes, "You never did the follow up on the Facebook question of the week." Because you'd said the question of the week, but we never did the follow-up on it. And the reason why, and I told him, I said, the reason why, this is my formal retraction, or whatever it is a newspaper publishes when they fuck up.
Your mea culpa?
Yes, thank you. I told him the reason why was because in order for me to go into my rant about we can't have anything nice,
mm-hmm.
about the people posting, you know, the 10 bands they've seen live, one of them's a lie.
Yeah.
The only way that worked was to have the conversation about the question of the week in there. So that's why. For anyone listening who wonders what the hell happened last week, that's what the hell happened last week.
But it is on tape, everybody. So when we release our memoirs in our, when we're both dead and they go, hey, here's all the stuff they decided not to publish.
Yeah, when our lawyers are sucking the marrow out of the financial bone of our existence, they'll release the unreleased, you know, recordings, and that will be what you'll hear.
Exactly. Well, we haven't done a Facebook question of the week tonight. Are we kind of drifting away from that a little bit?
No, I think they're more. I think like anything on the show, they're more natural. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I think if we force it, it doesn't happen.
Right. Which is exactly why we're not doing the Facebook Live thing that I said we were going to do. I said on my Facebook newsfeed, I said, give me a rant of the week suggestion, and I'll Facebook Live it. Well, I just wasn't feeling it tonight. And you know what? I think it's exactly what you just said, which is we're more of an organic type of show. We're not gonna force like, oh well, now is the time that we're gonna Facebook Live and the topic right. shall be
well, there's a couple of words that I absolutely despise, and in this sense the word organic is one of them.
Ooh.
But it's true, you know me, I'm all about the organic, but
and non-GMO.
Right, and people bandy about words like organic, like, and to the point where it means nothing. They don't even know what it means. It just sounds like something kind of cool. But in this case, yes, we are absolutely 100% non-GMO when it comes to our subject matter.
Grass-fed.
And our Yeah, we're grass fed. We are no steroids except for these. These didn't come naturally.
only driven to work. Only driven once a week to church on Sundays.
That's right.
Virgin.
No, I'm not. I got kids to prove it.
Oh, good point. All right. Well, you know what though? We do make promises, and we do keep our promises at least 70% of the time.
As best we can.
And what we have is another segment coming up, and it's a little segment I like to call Paul on Comics.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman! All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess. In your satin tights, fighting for your rights, and the old red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman! Now the world is ready for you, and the wonders you can do. Make a hawk and dove, stop a war with love. Take a liar, tell it true.
When I put the message on Facebook this morning about needing a superhero or a comic book subject to talk about, my friend Jay Fife chimed in a lot of subjects, and the one that he hit on was the one that I was originally going to do, and I talked myself out of it, but then because he is a super nice guy, I decided to go with it. And it's about the upcoming Wonder Woman movie, which comes out in, I think, October. Before I get to that, I want to do a follow-up on last week's story about Captain America being a Hydra agent. It has gotten so ridiculous that Marvel held a press conference explaining to the all the different nerd magazine and online you know, nerd realms that there are. Basically, what they were saying was, give it a chance. Don't walk away. Hold on. Have patience. You know, just have patience with the storyline. Now, the thing is, something got brought up the other day by a friend of mine, and I never even considered it with the Captain America Hydra thing. As you know, Captain America is now a Hydra mole who's been the one since he was a child. Hydra and, you know, the Axis powers originally won World War II. The reason why so many people, and I never thought about this, the reason why so many people in comic books have lost their shit about it is because the two guys who created Captain America back in, I think, 41, 39, somewhere in there, were Joe Simon and a guy by the name of Jack Kurtzberg, who later changed his name to Jack Kirby. Simon and Kirby, like so many other people working in the comics industry, were Jewish immigrants. So what they've done, they being the current controllers of Marvel, they have turned the person who saved them to the person who destroyed their entire race.
Oh my God.
That's why people have lost their shit. And I'm embarrassed to say I didn't see it last week, but when I read my a friend of mine's comment, I'm like, holy crap. They're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Now Marvel, like I said, Marvel is going, have patience, have patience. Hold on. Don't get too worked up about this. Now, as a long-time comic book reader, I have experience with these types of things. And when Marvel tells you, hold on, calm down, what they're really saying is, we're frantically rewriting this son of a bitch. Because they did it back in the 90s, and they're doing it now. Back in the 90s, they did this thing called like Heroes Reborn. And they changed the entire format of their universe. And the fans went, and just stopped reading the books. And then Marvel came out and like, hold on. It was just an alternate reality while we were doing this other thing. Here's your heroes the way you like them. It was a total backpedal. They planned on having it be this way. And now they're with Secret Empire, the current thing that's going on. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize, but I'm never wrong. Watch. I'm telling you, it'll come out. Someone will find the actual thing that happened, and they'll prove that they're going to have this ending where it wasn't that way, but deep down inside, it was going to be that way. Take a moment to process it.
That makes more sense than anything else I've heard all day.
I'm glad it makes sense to you, because I was worried for a minute.
No, it explains so much about corporate culture and how things go down. I'm just imagining like some suits, you know, hearing that the nerds are pissed off and they're going, well, they taught me in business school that I'm supposed to pay attention to what the nerds want, you know?
Right. Well, keep in mind in this image, back in the day, the guy would have been chomping on a cigar, but now he's like,
yes.
He's vaping.
He's vaping. Yeah, that guy. That guy. Somehow, this whole thing got dreamt up, storyboarded, written, approved through several layers of corporate management, published, and the dude doing the vaping in the corner office with the skinny jeans, or maybe the athletic cut suit with the, what they're doing these days is the pants are too short.
Yes, yeah, I hate that. Yeah, they're flooding.
So that guy, everything made it through everything without him realizing. The guys who created Captain America, he might have known they were Jewish.
I honestly don't think he did.
But he probably didn't, right?
No, yeah.
Give him the benefit of the doubt that he knew they were Jewish. He probably didn't realize Captain America saved the world and saved the Jewish race from the Nazis. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he knew that. What he may not have known.
I can't do that, because on the very first cover of his very first comic, he is punching Hitler in the jaw. But please continue.
So I imagine the millennial running Marvel going, hey man, why is this dude in the pajamas punching this dude with the weird mustache? What's that about? Oh, well, that's Hitler, dude. Who's Hitler? Like, he's the guy we beat in World War II. Oh, you know what, man? What if the dude in the pajamas was, like, actually working for him? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. But don't say but to me. I'm running this thing. You know, I think that's kind of how it went down.
It's like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. You know, when he said, you got so caught up in doing this thing, you didn't ask yourself if you should.
Yeah, right.
But the further evidence to the ignorance of the whole situation and why I think it went down that way is what we talked about a show or two ago about how in the comic book world, we had these things called the editor-in-chief. The editor-in-chief's job was to make sure everything made sense. Writers would come in with a storyline, and they'd go, well, that works, but it doesn't work with what's going on. How can we fix it? Well, and they'd work something out, go their respective ways, and then the stories would flow evenly across the entire, you know, universe. The reason why I don't think that they thought it all the way through or caught how stupid it was what happened in X-Men Gold. You mean to tell me not one person in that entire company went, these are anti-Semitic overtones in the backgrounds of these pages. No one's going to notice. You know? So their lack of attention to detail visually only tells me that their lack of attention to reading a script is even worse.
So the benefit of the doubt that we're giving them, you know, it's the age-old evil or stupid, right? We're actually doing them a favor saying they're stupid. But
yeah.
This is two strikes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they do the X-Men Gold thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
this close to each other.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Within a month of each other.
Then they take an American hero, man. He's a goddamn national treasure.
You're goddamn right he is.
Created by survivors of the Holocaust as a symbol of, you know, heroism and defeating evil. They take him and they just go, fuck it, we're going to make him evil, right?
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't be like giving them a pass and going, well, they're just stupid. Maybe they did it on purpose.
Maybe they did, but I think maybe they did it on purpose, but they did not realize the backlash they were going to get.
Mm.
So then they had to fix their mistake.
Well, it's fairly popular these days, or at least among the cool kids, to like not like Israel and not like Jews and stuff. So, you know, maybe they thought, you know, maybe they thought they would go that direction. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it'll blow up in their face, because here's the problem, you know, and you've said many times that, you know, the reason for the comics is so they can keep the copyright. They make all their money on the movies. Well,
yeah,
if they fuck up the comics like big time, the word will get out and people will stop going to their movies.
I would like to think that would happen. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking they're just completely backpedaling now and rewriting what happened or what they initially had planned.
Yeah.
Well, that turned into a little bit more than an aside on my Wonder Woman rant.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I can sum up my Wonder Woman thing in a minute, just a couple of minutes. It's not that. Okay, Wonder Woman, all right? Wonder Woman is set to come out in October. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
Right.
Because Linda Carter was probably my first crush before I knew what girls even were.
Mm.
But anyway, this the difference between Marvel movies and DC movies is tone. Marvel movies are dramatic, and they throw humor in because... what was it? Douglas Adams had that joke about when humans are faced with like it's obvious that they're doomed. They will fire off like funny quips like, this is it, we're all going to die now, right? In the Marvel movies, it works. The plots are like really dramatic, but they throw humor in because that's what humans do. The DC movies focus on this dark, just gloom, horrible world. Dan DiDio, who's the publisher or president of DC Comics has once said that, like, something like superheroes in the DC universe can't be happy. To which I responded, much like their fans. You know, they have something in common with their fans. I actually sent that to him. He never replied. Now, their movies are floundering. And what I love is when a DC movie flounders, like the Superman versus Batman versus Superman movie, that movie did not do what they were hoping it was going to do. Now, the DC fans will go, it's too sophisticated for a Marvel reader or Marvel fan. It's like, no, it just sucked out loud. I pretty much know how plots work, and this movie sucked out loud. So they're not doing so well. It looks like, for all intents and purposes, they have abandoned that philosophy with the Wonder Woman movie that's coming out. Jay's question was, will Wonder Woman save the DC universe, or will it doom it? I think it is going to save it. And here's what's going to happen. And write this down, or whatever you do digitally. Yeah, get a pen.
You record right? Your voice saying it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. When they were still putting the Suicide Squad movie together when Deadpool came out. Okay, Deadpool being Marvel, Suicide Squad being DC. Deadpool made so much money that they ran back and reshot scenes for Suicide Squad to make it a little bit more funny, a little bit more humor. And everybody thought that was going to be the death of that movie. And that movie made a ridiculous amount of money. And it is an entertaining movie. So here's what is going to happen with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's going to come out. It's going to basically break. It's going to just blow shit out of the water. And here's what you're going to hear. Justice League reshooting after Wonder Woman breaks box office. Because right now they're making this Justice League movie out to be this dark, horrible, abysmal place to be alive. Now Wonder Woman's going to come along and go, nope, this is what the world, this is a movie. This is a superhero story. This is an adventure. And they're going to go, oh, well, we had all our eggs in the Justice League basket. So we're gonna basically run back and throw some more, you know, make it a little more lighthearted, make it a little more accessible. That's what's going to happen between Wonder Woman and Justice League. Because you know how the Batman movies ran, right? You've seen the Batman movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for what they are, they're good. Batman is a dark character. Okay? The whole rest of the universe, the whole rest of the DC universe does not have to follow that same dark, brooding pattern.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, the weird thing is, all of these, I remember when Superman came out, the very first
original
Superman movie, right?
It's my favorite superhero movie of all time.
Before Richard Pryor got involved.
Yeah. And Robert Vaughn was also in that same movie.
And Robert Vaughn, he was Dick Lecter.
That's right.
Check and see, we'll interpret them irresponsibly. Come on, baby, don't read the article. It's headlines. All right, this one is from, I don't know what this is from, but it's Palestinian journalists tear gassed demonstrating on World Press Freedom Day. I didn't even know it was World Press Freedom Day. Is it always on Cinco de Mayo?
There's just too many days in a day. I know. Because there's one other day today is too. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. Plus it's Teacher Appreciation Week, so
that's right. Dad's Club is doing a breakfast tomorrow for the teachers.
Awesome.
I think it's steak and a blowjob, two bits day as well. I just thought it was kind of ironic that these journalists are demonstrating on World Press Freedom Day and they get hit with tear gas.
Yeah.
talking about you're making my point for me.
Well, that's good for them. I mean, it'll do them. Okay, it sucks for them because they're getting hit with tear gas.
Yeah,
but it also serves.
I'm sure they're like laying in the hospital, going, "God, this feels great. That's I'm right. so glad that happened."
Two blind journalists are like high fiving each other. Yeah, it's like we got it. We got this.
There's another one, another headline. I didn't write down where it's from. I think it was the Seattle Times. And we recently had May Day.
Well, by not writing it down, you are being irresponsible. So it works.
True. So May 1st was May Day, and that was, you know, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. May Day is International Workers' Day. And it's a day that socialists hold in high regard. And this headline is, "Does Peaceful May Day signal Seattle is no longer in the protesters' bullseye?" So when I read that, I thought, I think Seattle was like one of the first places where there was a huge, in America anyway, where they had one of those World Trade Organization meetings,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of anarchists and anti-globalists had a big protest.
Mm-hmm.
Broke some windows, stole some TVs.
Got some toilet paper, some Vicodin.
Lit a few trash cans on fire. So I read this and I thought, well, apparently they never stopped. Like, then they just, Seattle was a place they just kept protesting. And then I read this and I thought, is that really the kind of thing? Like, Seattle's going, oh, we didn't have any big protests on May Day. nobody got violent or anything.
They totally dropped the ball.
Are we kind of a second-class city now? I think what they didn't realize is you have to plan these things out. They don't just happen, right?
Yes.
Like, maybe somebody moved. Maybe somebody moved from Seattle to Portland. And they didn't realize that was the person that used to run the violent protests.
He got out. Like,
you got to backfill these positions. When somebody leaves, somebody's got to be on that.
Yeah.
And we got to backfill this position.
Give us like 30 days, so we can replace you.
And you don't quit just before May Day. I mean, if you're the person responsible for creating violent protests, you don't quit just before May Day. Quit in the middle of November.
Now,
nobody protests in November.
Oh, but now, okay, Seattle. This is like the hipster mecca. Maybe they did it.
Yeah.
Ironically.
They protested ironically.
No, he quit ironically. And before,
quit ironically.
Yeah.
To spend more time with his beard.
Yes, that shit takes time.
That's true. And I had one more, but it's comics related.
Okay. Well,
should I at least mention it?
Yeah, go ahead, do it, and then I'll keep my whatever's brief.
You'll keep your whatever's brief. All right. From comingsoon.com, which I thought was a porn website, but it's not.
Yeah, you were seriously disheartened when you clicked.
I was.
You're like,
I was like,
oh.
I was like, oh, this is about movies. Not the kind of movies that I was hoping it would be about. Here's 10 Guardians of the Galaxy Avengers team-ups we want to see in Infinity War. And this one wins the award this week for most phrases that I had no idea what they meant.
I've failed as your friend.
I'm gonna count. I'll count the words that I. Okay, I get what here's 10. I get that that means they're about to tell us about 10 things. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. It says Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, team ups. Team up. I get what that means. Mm-hmm. It's like
it literally means what you think it means.
Yeah, and then it says we want to see in. I get that. Mm-hmm. Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. So I don't know. Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Infinity War.
As a point of clarity, the Avengers Infinity War is what everything has been leading up to. It'll be a two-part movie event that I think kicks off next year and then the following year. Or they're back-to-back. Anyway, that's what they are. They're two movies that it's like part one and part two. Of a huge story.
So it's like the avatar of the comic book world.
If you say so.
It's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy of the comic book world.
Yeah, well, or more to the point, the Hobbit. You know. Okay. Wasn't that a trilogy? Didn't they make their movies out of that?
Yeah, they turned they turned the shortest book in all of that genre, or whatever you call it, into the longest fucking, like, okay, I get, you know, you go Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, Fellowship, you know, Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King, three books, three large books,
yeah,
three yeah. giant movies.
Yeah.
And then you go The Hobbit, little tiny book.
Three movies.
We're also going to turn that into three giant movies.
And we're going to put stuff in there that has absolutely nothing to do with the story.
Right.
Because we're milking we're milking that cash cow as long as we can. I still love
the whole
I still love Superfan James's Superman James had never seen the movies in the theater. The original Lord of the Rings movies. And we were halfway, so he came over to the house, and we were halfway through the second one. And he goes, you know, as good as these are, it's only a matter of time before they're remade.
Yeah. And it was the original Lord of the Rings movies, or the Peter Jackson
ones? The Peter Jackson ones. He's like, as good.
So do you think they'll remake them?
Oh, yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Before the remake.
Yeah, I'll give it. Well, look at The Matrix. They're going to remake that.
They are?
Yeah.
What?
That's the scuttlebutt I've heard is they're going to remake The Matrix movies.
That's... No. No.
Yeah, I know, man.
No! No! I'm... Wow, we need to do another show now. I mean, I had no idea.
Well, you know
idea.
What? Hey, let's we could borrow... We could borrow a cue from the Do It Indie, you know, Radio Hour and do a two-hour show.
Well, we're not going to do any better than that. Next week, I'll tell you how the basketball game went tonight. I totally forgot. I was going to bring up what I did tonight. It was the parents versus the kids basketball game.
I hope you crushed them.
We did. Oh, we did. We did, big time. Big time. We'll talk about that next week if we think of it. But as far as this week goes, for Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Benson, and nothing just heard was true.
It was true. True. It's true. It's true. Crushed and crumbled. I'm not sure if it's safe to report from my vantage point. I really need to leave. So the fence has informed me that the surrounding areas are in ruin. I see some people running now. And the opinion of this reporter, if this nation, or in fact the world, ever needed heroes, that time is now. That time is now.
It's a great searching that area immediately.
Sure.